That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney, to tell us what's going on in the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, the United States of America. Now, President-elect Donald Trump will be having his inauguration in January of next year, but at the moment he's putting together his cabinet, and so he can hit the ground running once he actually takes over the big job. His choices, however, like pretty much everything else he's done, are raising a few eyebrows. Here to talk to me in the studio is Ed. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. It is Thanksgiving in the United
States.
That's
right. I hadn't even thought of that, but Thanksgiving. Mate, what are you thankful for after 2016?
After 2016, that we had the Obama years. Because when we look back, I think we're going to think they were great years.
Mm.
It's interesting, some of the consternation going on in the United States. The National Basketball Association, which is about 80% African American,
mm-hmm.
the players are very upset. They don't really feel that the country's on their side.
Mm.
And when you're going from arena to arena, you need to feel that the people are on your side in spirit and in fact. But the articulateness of those players was quite outstanding. Speaking of articulate, Donald Trump has started on his cabinet. And for the listeners who don't know, these are not ministers. They are administrative appointments. So the president makes these administrative appointments with the advice and consent of the Senate.
Mm.
And the Senate, by two-thirds vote, can put these people in. And that'll be relatively easy.
Well, this cabinet, a few people are saying it is quite, in terms of government, very inexperienced sort of cabinet, the most inexperienced in government sort of cabinet we've seen in recent memory. Let's first talk about the appointment that really got people talking, Steve Bannon as chief White House strategist. Why are people so concerned about this one?
Well, Steve Bannon, as you know, ran a very right-wing Nazi-style web page or blog,
mm-hmm.
That basically was anti-Semitic. It was anti-Arab, anti-Black, you name it, and was really the voice of those people who want to bear arms. So it was scary. But the appointment, I think, looking on it in reflection, better to have him in the tent.
Mm.
He will not be able to run that blog site from the White House.
That is an interesting perspective on it.
And having him in the tent really shuts down some of the things that could bite Trump in the back or actually pierce him right in the stomach. Because if people think he's the spokesman for his people, then a lot of the people who are in the middle would back away.
Mm.
So that appointment was surprising, but on reflection, probably pretty smart.
Well, very interesting. Now, another recognizable name, Ben Carson, who ran against Donald Trump in the primaries. The two of them, they seem to develop a friendly relationship, you would have to say, during the primaries. Now, he originally indicated he wasn't interested in taking on an appointment, but now he signaled that he might serve as Trump's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. What do you make of this one?
It means nothing's going to happen in cities. First of all, Ben Carson knows nothing about cities,
mm-hmm.
has shown an absolute disinterest in cities. HUD has been on the nose for a while, and this means there'll be no new programs, no new activities. I'd be surprised if any city invites him to come.
Mm. Because he and Trump, they both bonded, as our opposition leader Bill Shorten might say. They sort of both bonded over the fact that they were outsiders of the field and generally appeared to be barking mad, the both of them.
Yes, but Carson's a little different. While there's some bend, maybe a few breaking points, when Trump, Carson is rigid.
Mm.
And he's a rigid religious person who said some things about the Bible and things like this would not be welcome in Chicago or New York. So I'd be surprised if this is any more than a throwaway. I need a Black. Here's a Black. I'll throw him in this job because I could care less.
Mm. Now, a couple of Republican women have also been given appointments. That's sort of like making some of the latest news. What's happening here?
Well, DeVos. I guess that's how you pronounce her name. It's DeVos.
Mm, Betsy DeVos, yeah.
Betsy DeVos. She's money.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs that money. He spent a lot of his own money. And when you become president, there's still money to spend. And so she's a cash cow. And he put her in an apartment he said he's going to close. And now he says radical change. Radical change means that department will be doing nothing for the next several years, including the civil rights division of that department, which handles all the race and sex complaints in colleges and universities. This is a sop to some of these Christian schools that have very rigid policies, so they can't get federal funds because they practice different forms of discrimination. And I don't know what will happen to Title IX. That's the athletic situation. I think the universities will keep it in place no matter what Trump does.
So Betty DeVos as Education Secretary. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, she's Trump's choice to be the next U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. What do you make of this one?
A throwaway.
Another throwaway?
This is a throwaway. First, Trump cares nothing about the United Nations. Haley has to get out of South Carolina after taking down the Confederate flag. She was probably going to lose her next election. But saying all that, she's actually a pretty good person. She took down that flag. She's campaigned with blacks and whites alike on very progressive, how would you say, more like our liberals in this country, agendas, believes in climate change and stuff like that. So I think she's looking for a different kind of future, and this is a stepping stone.
Now, let's talk the legal side for a moment. Senator Jeff Sessions, he's been nominated as the Attorney General. He's been nominated for the Attorney General post in Trump's cabinet. This is an interesting one when we come to the legal world because we've also got that Supreme Court that empty seat in the Supreme Court in order to fill. So, Senator Jeff Sessions, what do you make of his appointment? Because he's another one, like Steve Bannon, who has made some comments in the past that reflect fairly poorly on the racist accusations already been made against Donald Trump.
Yes, and he has been, and I think sometimes he continues to be, members of clubs and organizations that don't allow women or blacks. Sessions is not a dumb man. As a matter of fact, I met one of his staffers who is an African-American. When I was in Washington a couple of years ago, and was quite impressed by what he had to say about Sessions as an intellectual. I think Sessions is scheduled for the Supreme Court. He's the Scalia, a person who believes in the Constitution, et cetera, has very firm, almost fixed views. He brings the South with him. Put him in as Attorney General is a warm-up for the Supreme Court.
What other appointments are we seeing that you think we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, the most important one is his White House Chief of Staff, who's the head of the Republican Party, the only person that didn't throw him under the bus. And I think he's the one that's making these appointments.
Yeah, this is Rince Priebus.
And Rince Priebus, I think, is the one who's serving up these names. And that's the way Mitt Romney got on the list. Because Priebus knows he's a Republican. He's not a radical. And they better have some people on that list that reflect the middle of the Republican Party. Now, Giuliani's on the list, too. But Giuliani was on the list for Attorney General. Giuliani has some personal problems that would come out in Senate hearings that would not look very good at all. So he'll have to be appointed to a post that does not require confirmation. That'll be someplace in the White House, maybe one of the security advisors or something like that.
So you mentioned there, and just sort of as a final one to touch on, are we likely to see some of these appointments actually, mending those wounds, mending some of the gap between Donald Trump and the rest of the Republican Party?
The only one who could do that is Romney. Carson was never really a real Republican, so there's no one that really reflects the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. Previous presidents, going back a long way, have always appointed somebody from the other party in a significant position. Remember, in the last administration, one of the first appointments was the governor of Utah to be our ambassador to China. He speaks Chinese and was a close advisor to Obama and still is. So I don't think we've seen the Republican Party yet. and we certainly haven't seen the Democratic Party. There is not a middle ground position. But on the other hand, there is not the yelling dog position either. So I think what Trump's trying to do is run the thing himself. The cabinet won't mean anything here. I think when you see people in Interior and so forth, they'll be lucky to see Trump once after their appointment. And he's going to shut down their budgets. He's going to have one of his sons or somebody like this actually running in the background. Sessions is a different story because he is a lawyer and he knows his way around. But there'll only be, I'd say, one or two appointments like that. The rest are what I'm calling throwaway appointments. These are not people who have capacity to do anything except what they're told.